Today's Cotton Newsline is 5 cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council Office in Washington, D.C. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The meeting was held to discuss the recent announcement that sequestration of 5.1% would apply to 2013 Crop Marketing Assistance Loans, or MALs, distributed after October 1st. An American Cotton Shippers Association representative also participated in the session, along with staff from peanuts, rice, and sugar organizations.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The impact on producer income resulting from reduced loan proceeds and constraints on cash flow due to the combination of lowering proceeds and delays in loan processing.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
USDA was asked to consider using similar discretionary authority to make adjustments so that they would not have to apply sequestration to 2013 crop MALs beginning on October 1st, and as a result, loan software would not have to be rewritten, which would further suspend loan processing beyond the delay that occurs due to the shutdown.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Officials confirmed that any 2013 crop loans made before October 1st would not be retroactively reduced. However, USDA cannot provide details on the redemption process of sequestered loans. The industry group stressed that those details are needed as soon as possible.
Fifth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Undersecretary Skous pledged to get the loan process running as soon as possible once the government is reopened, but added that that process would take up to 14 days, which would be measured from the date that the government reopens.